let me remind you of a celebrated tale that was told by Sri Ramakrishna. The story of one of his disciples who had learned from the Master that all the multiplicity of this world is the illusory outward form of the one eternal divine Brahman underlying the entire process. And having sat and listened to this exposition, the disciple got up and went his way, and in passing down a rather narrow street, he saw an elephant coming towards him, and Mahout riding on top of the elephant. Well, the Mahout saw the disciple wandering down the center of the road and shouted at him, "Hey you, get out of the way! This elephant isn't very nice." But the disciple thought, "Now the Master Ramakrishna has told me that I am Brahman, and that everything is Brahman, and therefore the elephant is Brahman, and therefore it will be perfectly all right if I walk straight along. The elephant will do me no harm, since I realize this to be true." So he ignored the warning of the Mahout and approached the elephant, and the elephant swung his trunk and swatted that disciple hard and threw him into the ditch where he was scratched with the brambles. Well, he was very upset, and he came crawling back to Sri Ramakrishna and said, "Master, you have deceived me. I understood that everything is Brahman, that I am Brahman and all other creatures. Is that not so, Master?" And the Master said, "Yes, it is so." "Well," he said, "I was walking out in the road and I saw this elephant coming towards me. And it didn't seem to me to be necessary to get out of the way when the Mahout riding the elephant warned me to do so, because I figured that I was Brahman and the elephant was Brahman and I could come to no harm." "You stupid man," said Sri Ramakrishna. "You didn't realize that the voice of the Mahout was also Brahman, and you should have heeded that too.